Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. I just want to glorify God and just thank you for being a part of this broadcast. And I am just so forever grateful for you just being faithful to the broadcast. As we continue to press in, and we give glory and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I tell you, I've had a trying day today, but I'm so excited to be in studio with my co-host, Minister Harold Copeland, and again, sharing with you all the ingredients of agape love. It is a joy, it is an excitement to just receive the richness of God's love when we move through the pages of the Bible and the verses just saturate our heart as we press in to Him to receive the beautiful love that He has already given us when Jesus gave His life on the cross. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. And this is what we are to do. Lift up holy hands to Him in love and adoration and surrenderance to Him. Hallelujah. So we are going to have another fabulous time in the Lord. Because why? Minister Harold Copeland is going to continue with his wonderful teaching series, The Ingredients of Agape Love. Listen to this. Agape love, simply defined as unconditional love. I like that. Simply defined as unconditional love. The main character of God. The very essence of who He is. And I love the way Minister Copeland said that on the last broadcast that I hope you listened to. If you haven't, we encourage you to do so. The very essence of who God is. Through intimacy with God, we experience agape love. The first and great commandment is love. He told us to love Him first, love our neighbor second, as we love ourselves. And this is according to Matthew 22:37. So God is a good God. And as we continue to move through the pages of the Bible, the letters of love, 66 letters of love, as we continue to move through, Minister Harold Copeland is going to continue to share with us what the Holy Spirit has given him to share with you. So I'm going to just continue to share a little nugget with you about love. Agape style. It's also an ingredient, the main ingredient, as we know. And as I have my co-host to come into the studio, then he will just pick right up where I leave off. Love is based on emotions, is not based on our emotions. It's not based on our feelings. Love is bigger than that. It's greater than that. It goes beyond our emotions and our feelings. And this is what I want you to keep in mind. It is a decision to be committed to the well-being of others without any conditions or circumstances. This is the type of love that God gives us. He commits His love to us without us trying to give him something back. He gave us his son, the greatest gift that we could receive from a God who gives love unconditionally. This is the way we are to love others, not based on how we feel about them or our emotions, which is our feelings, but it's a decision that you have made, a committed decision that you have made for others without anything in return. And I like that. I love the way that resonates over my heart. And I hope it does the same with you. And it may be a little challenging for some of us to be able to love in the manner that God loves us. We didn't act right. We didn't talk right, meaning we didn't use certain words properly. We may have been a cussing sailor. We may have had thoughts that were perverted. We may have had that were vindictive. We may have acted in ways that weren't loving, that proved you to be somewhat of a bully to a certain extent. Those are not love actions. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God is a God of love. God is a God of understanding. God loves us in a way that we come into him, that he comes into us by way of the Holy Spirit, that he sets up on the throne of our heart to where we can give his love to others. It's the most beautiful thing ever to be able to give love in the manner that he first gave to us. I tell you, we can't beat God's giving. There's no way for us to give more than he gave. According to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Praise the Lord. So I hope and pray that this has been a sweetness to your soul, a sweetness to your spirit, to where you can love in the manner that God loved you first. So Brother Harold, if you would go ahead and introduce yourself as you always do, and we will just move right along with you in the ingredients of agape love.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am so excited this evening. Glory to God. Because we are focusing on and we are thinking about our God, our Father, our Lord, our Savior, and our power that he has given us to walk out an unconditional loving walk in this earth realm of flesh. You know, the Apostle Paul said, when he was teaching, he said, I didn't come to you with eloquent a speech or enticing words, but I come to you with the demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit. And when we teach the truth of God's word, after the word is released into the atmosphere and the word finds our hearts open, then that word will be a supernatural divine seed that penetrates the ground of our hearts. And when God's supernatural seed penetrates the ground of our hearts, a spiritual germination begins to take place. And in that spiritual germination, the word tells us that first you get the blade, and then you get the ear corn, and then there's the full ear of the corn. And he said, and nobody know how. Amen. But I'm here to tell you how that word comes alive in the ground of our hearts. It's not by power. It's not by might. But it's by my spirit, says the Lord. So through the power of the spirit of the living God, as God's word was released so adequately in the introduction through Minister Smith, the power of the spirit of God is available to demonstrate that truth into our hearts and our minds and our souls. In other words, God is ever present to love on us like we've never been loved before. And I'm here to tell you that when our hearts receive this agape, unconditional love of God, we will never be the same again. We will be likened unto the woman Jesus met at the well. And when she encountered love, and love did not condemn her, but love encouraged her to rise up and step and walk into a new living way. She left her water jug and ran back to the city, and she had to tell it. Became one of the first evangelists in the New Testament. And when God loves on us with the fullness of this love, not because of what we've done, but in spite of what we've done or in spite of what we're doing, through the power and the spirit of the living God, we'll have to rise up and go find somebody. Tell them about this love. And better yet, as we'll see in the teaching, that we'll go find somebody that was unlovable like us. And we begin to love on them the same way that God loves on them. Yes, I am excited. And God has given me a scripture to stay in his love and stay in his excitement no matter what's going on. Yes, God's love is unconditional, but the circumstances and situations that we see cannot affect the flow of God's love in us. And the scripture that I want you just to covenant with me with, as we rise up to be the men and women of God that God has called us in this hour, I want you to write it down. It comes out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. And the word tells us to rejoice evermore. And evermore means forever. To pray without ceasing. And all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Amen. And because of God's love, we can praise him in all circumstances, all situations, the good, the bad, the ugly. Because the word tells us that God is always working for his people. He's always working for his children. And he's working in all things, and he's working all things together for the good to those that love him are called according to his purpose. So no matter what you're going through this in this hour, when love finished working in the midst of it, while we agree to praise him in the midst of it, when it's all said and done, it shall be good in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. I'm Brother Harold Copeland, along with our host, Minister Kenita Smith. We are excited, overjoyed to have this opportunity to come together and share and receive and release the agape, the unconditional love of God, from heart to heart, from mind to mind, from soul to soul, all that God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. The launchpad scripture has already been read. It comes out of John chapter 3, verse 16. And we are going together with the power of the Holy Spirit of the living God and the supernatural word of God that Jesus speaks of in John chapter 6, verse 63, say, my word is spirit and my word is life. And we will glorify God because of who he is, through Jesus. Oh, yes. Beautiful Jesus. And we want to open up and read about our Jesus. He's our Jesus. Amen. We'll share him with others because we have to share him with others. But I tell you what, he has become our Lord and our Savior, our Master. He has become our everything. And let's read about Jesus coming out of John. The book of John, chapter number 6, verse 69.
John 6, 69. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God.
Praise God. And when we encounter our God, when we encounter our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, when we encounter the power of the Spirit, we enter into a new realm. We are no longer operating in the realm of flesh, in the realm of the natural, in the realm of the five senses, what we can touch, taste, hear, see, smell. We enter into a sixth sense, a divine sense, given to us by God called faith. And with this faith, as was read, we believe. This belief is not an intellectual belief in order to walk with God, in order to talk with God, in order to receive from God, in order to be loved of God. We have to come out of the realm of man intellect. We look at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. The word will tell us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not to our own understanding, and all of our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. We believe, no longer intellectual. This is not an intellectual gospel where we can have logic and reason in our carnal mind. But this gospel is spiritual. Somebody say spiritual. In John 4 will tell us that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must, very powerful little word, M-U-S-T, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So this knowing is not intellectual, it's a spiritual knowing. And when we break it down, it's a supernatural, intimate knowing of the heart. Amen. It's a knowing that we come one with, and that one, that knowing come one with us. It's a knowing that we know 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 that the truth is ours. And there is no devil, no demon, no principality, no power, no circumstance, no situation, no mountain, no valley that can snatch this knowing out of our heart. We believe and we know intimately, supernaturally, by the Spirit of God. We no longer operate in the realm of intellect because our God is not in that realm. He's in the realm of the Spirit. Our God, the agape, the love of God, is manifested spiritual realities, supernatural divine realities, and spiritual truth, supernatural divine truth, not natural reality, something that's tangible in the natural realm, and not natural truth. Amen. This wisdom is not taught through natural learning. But this wisdom is birthed through the revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit. We thank God for our universities, but this wisdom is not taught on the universities. And we thank God for those with the doctor's degrees and many doctor's degrees, but this revelation is not brought forth through knowledge that was even taught in the graduate programs out there in the secular world. Hallelujah. But through the power of the Spirit, and as the Word of God come forth and the love of God come forth in us and through us, we believe in our knower. That's what we call our hearts, our knower. And we know in our knower that Jesus, who is love, amen, because we have established the fact that God is love, agape, unconditional love, and we also established the fact that Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father, for me and the Father are one. So since God is the agape, then Jesus is the agape also. So the scripture is telling us that Jesus, the agape, is the Holy One of God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, the agape, is the Holy One of the agape. Amen. Love is all around us because God is all around us. The Word of God tells us that he's omnipresent. Amen. They're telling us he's everywhere. Glory to God. But we don't want him around us. We want him in us. And when we get him in us, then we can believe and we can know that Jesus, the agape, is the Holy One of the agape. And the power of the Holy Spirit is the power of the agape. And we rejoice in this hour because God has equipped us for the journey. Paul called it a race. God has equipped us for this divine race. Amen. We have the fullness of the Godhead dwelling on the inside. God, Father, God, Son, and God, Holy Ghost. And they are loving us in this hour with the beautiful ingredient of God, His love. And we have never been loved until we are loved by God. We will always be empty, and we will always continue to look for love in all the wrong places until we encounter heart to heart, intimately, the unconditional love of God. For there is that place on the inside when God created man. There's a void. And every man, woman, boy, and girl, an empty void. Amen. That God can only fill with his agape. And when we try to fill it with something else, anything else, it's like trying to take a square peg and put it into a circle. Man, whatever that we try to put in there would never fit and it would never be satisfied. We would always be empty. But in this hour, God is calling his people toward him. Daddy is calling us toward him. Amen. To come sup with him. Glory to God. To come know of him in our knower. Amen. That he may know of us, to become one with him, that he may become one with us in his love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is revealing these truths to his children. And we give him all the glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Let's go to the word of God. And we're going to read about love again out of 1 John. Chapter number 4, verses
16 through 21. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar, for he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also.
Praise the Lord. And we look at verse 16, and we want to pull out love, which God has. And we want to see the flow. Somebody say flow. The flow of the agape. Amen. The source is God. God Father, God Son, God Holy Spirit, the source of the agape. God Father took this agape love and he manifested it. And manifested is key. God took something supernatural and he manifested it. That means he brought it naturally from the supernatural to the natural, from the spirit to the natural. And that love was demonstrated. And you know, since I was a teacher, I always use the modeling term that if you want to teach something or show somebody something, just model it out for us. Amen. So the agape love, the Father manifested it, made it tangible, then demonstrated it by allowing the agape to model out the agape in the presence of God creation. And the agape was manifested and demonstrated to us, the unlovable, to show us that God loves us even though we are unlovable. And because of his love, when we receive it, what the two words, believe and know, in the intimacy of our heart, his love makes us lovable in his presence. And the agape was manifested and demonstrated when God sent his son. God, Jesus, say their name, say Jesus, amen. And Jesus was and is love. The agape of God manifested and demonstrated in human flesh. And it was toward us, for us. And God took that agape in the flesh. Jesus, say his name again. Jesus, hallelujah. Power in his name. Jesus. And God took Jesus in the flesh. Love, the agape in the flesh, to the cross. Amen. Glory to God. He took him to the cross. Hallelujah. For us to pay the price for all of our sin. Amen. Jesus wasn't paying for his sin because he was sinless. Amen. He was paying a price that we couldn't pay. And he paid it for us when he went to the cross, that he may become our Lord and our Savior. Amen. The agape, the unconditional love of God, is our Lord and our Savior. But if we believe intimacy of the heart, and then we'll know intimacy of the heart, that we have a relationship, a personal relationship with our Lord and our Savior, who is love. Glory to God. And it's all by us believing and receiving. Let us read out of the book of Romans, chapter number 5.
Verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen. The beauty of that word, demonstrated, model it out for us, allowed Christ to model out the agape for us. And who was us? We were sinners. Amen. We was God's enemy. Amen. But God wanted his enemies, us, to become his best friend. Amen. So God gave the best that he had and took our worst away from us and put it on his best and gave us the best that Jesus earned and gave it to us freely, that we may be positioned spiritually, supernaturally, to receive the kingdom love of God. That's love. And as the Spirit releases these truths, open your heart and receive. Because Holy Spirit is always present to manifest the truth that is released in the hour. God is releasing the truth of how much He loves us in spite of us. Glory to God. That He loves us unconditionally just the way we are. But He loves us too much to keep us the same. Hallelujah. Amen. When love encounters our hearts, we receive a miracle. Amen. Glory to God. And the miracle comes to us individually. Amen. Personally, first. And we have to receive the individual miracle. And we believe and know that we know I'm a miracle. Glory to God. God has worked a miracle on the inside. Glory to God. And when we receive that miracle of love that changes us from the inside out, amen, then we become a miracle. Yes, we become a miracle to take the message to somebody else. Hallelujah. And they too receive their miracle. And they also become a miracle in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. God gives us a miracle that we may become miracle workers. Amen. And the miracle working power of God is the agape. Amen. We look at the flow of His love. Amen. Where it originated. Hallelujah. Amen. And the agape originates out of the heart of God. Hallelujah. And when we begin to pull on His love, after seeing ourselves unlovable, God's love begins to flow. Glory to God. Begin to flow into our hearts. Hallelujah. And He gives us the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding to take it to a people. Amen. Now, there's not only a divine flow from the heart of God to our hearts, but there's another divine flow from our hearts to the hearts of our brothers and sisters. And we can go even a little deeper. There becomes a divine flow from our hearts, even to the heart of our enemy, because it started out from the source, who is God. And God didn't start out loving His friends. He didn't start out loving His children. Because at that time, as Minister Smith read, God demonstrated His love while we were yet sinners, while we were His enemies. Glory to God. And this love is so powerful that it changed us. It changed our hearts. The hearts of God's enemy, and we became God's friend. And we have that same power of love working on the inside of us that we can release this love, agape, into the hearts of even our enemies. And our enemies will become our best friend. Glory to God. This testimony time, I got to tell you a testimony. I was operating in a church, and I was divorced for the pastor. So I was the liaison that spoke from the pastor to all the other pastors in the ministry and to all the ministers in the ministry. So I had to work closely with the other pastors and closely with the other ministers. We had to have a tight, loving fit. Amen. But one day, this new minister came and joined the church. And through the discernment of the Spirit of God, I saw the hurt that was in this person. And this it was church hurt. Somebody will say church hurt. Glory to God. And church hurt is some of the most painful hurt in the world. And I could tell that this lady was hurt by maybe her last pastor or her last two pastors or her last two, three pastors. And she had lost trust in men as pastors. So she came on the team of the pastors and ministers working for the head pastor, of which I was the voice piece for that. And she would not receive me at all. I think the first conversation we had, she told me, ah, you're just like all the rest of them. You know, and she was sharp with her tongue. Love hurts to win. Amen. There's some pain. And we have to stand in that pain. And we have to continue in what we believe and what we know. And she let me know point blank that she didn't want anything to do with me. So, you know, she became part of division in the team. Amen. And God was growing me up. So it wasn't like I could run to the pastors and like a little kid and tell this and tell that. No, God told me, you can win her with love, the agape. Amen. So I was on a journey because I couldn't have her on the team in division. We had to work in cohesion according to the word of God. So I was on a journey to win her heart. So after every service, the pastor would say, before you leave, go tell somebody that you love them with the love of God. And you better believe she was my target. And I went over to her and I told her, I said, I love you with the love of God. And she told me, you don't love me. You don't know how to love. Oh, y'all are the same. Get away from me. And I tell you what, that hurt. And it wasn't in private either. She made sure a lot of people heard. But I had to continue because God didn't give up on me. So the next service, after the service was over, the pastor said, go find somebody and tell them you love them with the love of God. And you better believe I went after her. And I told her, I said, I love you with the love of God. She said, listen here. You better stop messing with me. I do not want to talk to you. I do not want to have anything to do with you. Oh, it hurt. It was like a dagger just digging in my heart. Glory to God. But I knew I couldn't give up. God never gave up on me. So we went to another service. After that service, the pastor said the same thing. Go find somebody and tell them you love with the love of God. And I went right to her. And I told her, I said, I love you with the love of God. And she went deep this time. She said, if you don't leave me alone, God is going to kill you and take you off the earth. That was hard. I tell you what, that hurt. It was deep. And I'm the voice piece for the pastor and everybody watching this and seeing this. But I couldn't give up because God never gave up on me. So the fourth time, we was in another service. After that service, the pastor said, go and find somebody and tell them you love them with the love of God. And you better believe I went right over to her. And she saw me coming. Listen up, saints. She saw me coming, and I looked at her, and I saw a smile come on her face. And when I saw that smile, I kept coming to her, and I got real close to her this time, and I told her, I said, I love you with the love of God. And she looked at me, and she said, I love you too, man of God. With the love of God. And to make a long story short, she became one of my best friends in that church. And she stood up for me when nobody else would. I could depend on her just like I could depend on Jesus. The unconditional love of God will change the heart of your enemy. Would change the heart of any man, woman, boy, or girl. It may be painful for a season. Let's look at the cross. Do we think the cross was painful? Even to the point, before Jesus got on that cross, he went to Gethsemane and said, "Father, if there's any other way I could save Brother Copeland, Sister Kenita, and the Mission from the Heart radio broadcast, if there any other way I can do it, take this cup of suffering away from me." We know he prayed it three times, but the third time he said, "But not my will, thy will be done." He said, "I'll go through the suffering." Amen? To see Brother Copeland Hart change, to see Minister Kenita Smith Hart change, to see the people of Mission from the Heart radio broadcast, to see their heart change. Hallelujah. And I tell you, in this hour, this is the moment that we stop, drop, and we pray. Because there's someone that have an experience. The unconditional love of God. There's somebody that is longing to be loved with real love. There's somebody that want to know what love is. Amen. But we'll never know what love is until we encounter God, unconditional love in our hearts and our minds. And our souls. There's somebody that know that I know I need to change. And I've been trying to change myself. And I can't do it. But I tell you what, as we rejoice in this hour, God is available through his resurrected life of Jesus Christ and through the supernatural power of the Spirit of the living God. And he has his heart open to receive you as his sons and his daughter, that he may become your father. Yes, we're going to stop, drop, and pray, and we are going to turn it over to Minister Kenita Smith. It's time to go to the cross, and she will take us to the cross of love. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is such a delight. This is a time when we get serious with God. We get serious with our own emotions, our own mind, and our own will to choose salvation. This is the day that the Lord has created for you, my brother, for you, my sister, to give your heart to him right now. Don't procrastinate. Don't do a double take. Don't flip-flop like a fish out of water. Do it now. This is the day that you give your heart to Jesus today. He set it aside for you. You're not listening by chance. It is God's purpose and will for you to be listening to this broadcast today, that your life will be changed if you just surrender. So in Romans 10, chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, Jesus, Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let's go to the feet of Jesus and believe in your heart that Jesus raised him from the dead for you. And you confess with your mouth, unto salvation. So let's pray, my brothers and my sisters, if you would partner with me and Brother Harold as we come to the foot of Jesus, that somebody would give their life to Christ, would give their heart to Christ in the pardoning of their sin. And for you who are already family, brothers and sisters in Christ, the family, the body of Christ, lift up that lost person that the Holy Spirit has been nudging you and nudging you to pray and intercede for. It may be your spouse, your wife, or your husband. It may be a wayward child. It may be someone on your very job, or a neighbor, or maybe someone that you've noticed just going about your normal business. Lift them up. Maybe that drunk on the corner, or maybe that woman of the street. Lift her up, that she or he too may come to know salvation in the pardoning of their sin. So let's go to the feet of Jesus. Now it's my words, your mouth, your heart. And this is what it takes, by faith. Lord Jesus, here I am. I come to you the best I know how. And that is with an open heart, surrendered hands, lifted high to you, asking, I want to be saved. I know I'm a sinner, and I know what Jesus did on the cross for me. I heard you, Lord God, and sometimes I ignored your nudging or your pulling on my heart. I hear you knocking today. Lord God, come into my heart. I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to accept you by faith because of your beautiful grace. Here I am. Forgive me, Lord, for all that I've said, done, and thought, for I know it wasn't right, but I come to you today saying, here I am, Lord. Clean me, wash me, purify me, make me white as snow, that the Bible says my name will be in the Lamb Book of Life. Here I am, Lord. I love you. I need you. I surrender my life to you. I believe by faith that Jesus is my Redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Welcome to the family, the body of Christ. I tell you, this is the most beautiful and most important day of your life. And I just encourage you, my brother, my sister, that you have done the most wonderful thing by accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And we pray that you seek out a Bible teaching church. Even in the midst of a pandemic, we can still seek out a Bible teaching church. Even in the midst of uncertainties, you have one thing certain today, that you will ascend to heaven, that your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, and Jesus is a fixer of all uncertainty. So seek out a Bible teaching church and engage in a small group Bible study as you continue to listen to Mission from the Heart Bible Radio, and a small group such as a Sunday school class or a small group that you would be discipled. In addition to Mission from the Heart, that you will continue to grow and go. And also seek out a church to where you can get baptized by submersion of water, so that when you stand up, sit up, stand up, and rejoice up, that you are a Christ follower. That's just letting the world know that you follow Christ Jesus, that you proclaim the gospel, and that you will turn to the left and to the right to see nobody but Jesus on your left and on your right. He will never leave you, and he will be with you always. So praise the Lord, and we thank you for just being a part of us, the family of faith. And we thank you for doing the most important thing that you've done in your life, and that is give your heart to Jesus Christ. Amen. And praise the Lord. This is a wonderful time. Brother Harold?
Amen. And my heart is rejoicing. Glory to God. And there's an overflow in my soul. My soul is full of joy. My mind is at peace. Amen. And I just congratulate everyone that received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, received the agape as their Lord and Savior, and has entered into the family of God. What a glorious day this is. What a glorious hour. And in the heavenlies, the angels are rejoicing. Amen. And angels rejoice when one come into the kingdom. And I know today we had several come in. And God gave me the revelation that the angels rejoice when one come in. When one enter out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, the light of love, when one come in, the angels rejoice because they are looking at God. And when that one come in, God begin to smile. And when the angels see God smile, they begin to rejoice. And I tell you, because God is smiling in this hour, I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing with the angels. I'm rejoicing with Minister Smith. I'm rejoicing with you. Glory to God. For truly, the miracle of love will freely into the hearts of God's people. And as we continue to study, we look at this and we look at God. Love is now. And that little word now is so important. In the Greek and the Hebrew, that little word now means now. Amen. God love is now. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And every time we see that word now, whatever God has for us in that hour, we receive it now. Amen. We never wait. Amen. When we see now, we receive it now. Amen. We don't wait to later on. No, it's now. We don't wait to tonight. No, it's now. Not tomorrow, not next week. We receive it now. And that goes with Hebrews, when Hebrews tell us now faith feels. Amen. Faith is now. Amen. It's not I'm going to get it. No, I got it now. Maybe one day. No, it's now. The word of God is now dwelling in our hearts. Hallelujah. And we have to know this. And we have to believe this. When? Now. Glory to God. We know it and we believe it now. Amen. And we don't need a host and a congregation to agree with us. Amen. All we need is the word of God to come forth and our hearts come in agreement with that word. And when our hearts come into agreement with that word, we believe it now. The word of God now is present, dwelling on the inside of us. My brothers and sisters that came into the family of God this evening, the word of God now, the love of God now, the agape is dwelling in you, in me, in us. And notice that Christ is in his resurrected person. And the reason we emphasize resurrected person, because what's going on now is after the cross. Amen. Amen. And after the cross, we step into resurrection life, a new life. Glory to God. And everything after the cross, we are in position in the agape love to receive everything that God has for us. Glory to God. So we look at the source. Amen. God is always the source. That's where everything begins. Amen. That's where the agape begins, the source. But when we believe and we know, now we become receiver of the source. Amen. So the source leaves the heart and mind of God, and when we receive it, the source, which is the agape love, comes into our hearts and our minds supernaturally. Amen. And we receive it by knowing, and we receive it by believing, and nothing can take what we know and what we believe in our hearts that come forth through the bursting of the seed of the word of God. Hallelujah. And the word of God has been birthed into our hearts that we know and we receive that God is one with us. Love is one with us. Love is one with us in the person of the resurrection Jesus Christ. What a beautiful name. Somebody say that name with me. Say, Jesus Christ. Amen. The name that is above all names. Glory to God. And I like the scripture that tells us he, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and he came obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee must bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth. And every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord, and it's all to the glory of the Father. Glory to God. Somebody say with me, Jesus is Lord, three times. One, two, three. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And it's all to the glory of the Father. And I thank God in this hour that he has released Jesus, this love, this agape, in our hearts, in our minds, in our soul. And we know that we know that we know that we know that we are loved from the inside out with an everlasting love, regardless of our circumstances, regardless of our situation. And Paul went a little further and he said, what can separate us from the love of God? And I'm here to tell you that there is nothing that can separate us. There is not a circumstance. There is not a situation. There is not a mountain big enough that can separate us. And there is not a valley low enough that can separate us. Our actions can't separate us. Our deeds can't separate us. There is no dark power, no darkness, because in God, love is light. And that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has to flee. So we give God all the glory in this hour. We give him all the praise in this hour. And we stand up in the power of love. And we do not stand in fear, because love casteth out all fear. We stand in boldness. We stand in strength. And we stand in confidence. Glory to God, that we have been called and we have been anointed in this hour to go into the hedges and the highways and to find somebody that was just like us, unlovable, and tell them, I got some good news. God loves you with an everlasting love, and there is nothing you can do to stop him. And right now, somebody say now, right now, if you are willing, he will pour that love in you and through you, and you will never be the same again. Somebody give God some glory, and we thank you for the love of his kingdom.
Thank you, Lord. I tell you, it's brought us to the close of this particular broadcast, but never to the end of God's word. And it always takes me back, Brother Harold, to that beautiful verse that says, the grass wither and the flowers fadeth away, and we know seasons come and go. Seasons come and go in our life, but we know that the word of God, it's going to remain forever and ever. And I tell you, love is that it will be here forever and ever, because we are an extension of his love, God's amazing love. Well, my brothers and sisters, this brings us to the end of the broadcast today, and I pray that you enjoyed the lesson. It has been such a nice delight to my soul, and Brother Harold and I pray that it has been for you as well. And we would love to meet you again here on Mission from the Heart for another wonderful lesson on next week. But always remember that the grass wither, as I said, and the flowers, they fade away. But the word of God remains forever and ever. God bless you. Remain in God's love, that you would give love. And always know that we love you with the love of God.